Hey, over here. Hi. It's so nice to finally meet you. I know we've been arranging this interview for a month now, but I had never actually seen a picture of you. I had no idea you look so. What? Oh, yeah, that's me. What? Were you expecting somebody else? Not all archaeologists are men in their 60s, you know. Some of us look like this too. Speaking of which, is this outfit okay? For the interview, I mean. A tank top and cut-offs isn't too casual, is it? Thank God. That's good, 'cause this is basically my entire wardrobe. Oh God, I can't believe I'm gonna be on TV. This is gonna be great. I promise you won't regret it. Come on, the cave is just over here. Oh, watch your head. The passageway is a little narrow, but don't worry. It's nice and spacious once you get in there. And here we are. Feast your eyes on this. Quite a sight, isn't it? I know these aren't as old as some of the other cave paintings, but let me tell you, it's an extraordinary find. We've been looking for ages after clues of what prehistoric sex was like. And as you can see, I think we might have finally found it. It's going to be a great segment for the evening news, I promise. Is it just you, by the way? No cameraman? Oh, you set the camera up by yourself? Of course you are. That's why you're fidgeting with the camera stand. I'm sorry. I'm so excited, I'm barely paying attention. Are you done? Okay, you want me to stand here? Alright, and are you gonna ask questions or just. You just let me speak. Okay, yeah, I can do that. You roll the camera and I'll start talking. Ready? Okay. Here at the site, we uncovered remnants of a 50,000-year-old tribe. The artifacts we found have been remarkably well preserved, and they've given us a fascinating insight into the Neolithic culture. Like these cave paintings right behind me. Traditionally, cave murals are believed to have been some sort of religious importance to the tribe. But this new painting right here, as you can see, is more, shall we say, of the erotic nature. Here we have what we believe is a woman or man. Bending over and taking it from behind. And while she does, she's also sucking the dick of this person who. We think this is some sort of chieftain or. What? Oh, really? I can't say suck dick on television. That's okay. Yeah. I guess I'm a scientist. I know other words. You wanna try again? Okay. Here we can see a painting that depicts a woman fellating a man who we believe to be chieftain while the person is fucking her doggy style. Actually, we think he's taking turns with this guy over here who's getting his. What now? What's wrong with doggy style? What else am I supposed to call it? Next you'll be telling me I can't say chem either. I can't? Are you kidding me? Then how am I supposed to talk about these paintings? I don't know if you've noticed, but every single person in the scene is either coming or about to come. How do you want me to explain that? What? But that takes all the fun out of it. This is TV, not a field report. You want to get the viewers excited, right? You know what? I have a better idea. We keep the paintings in the background and I talk about some of the other things we found. Is that okay? Fine, good. Roll the camera. Here we go. DNA analysis of some of the bones we found further confirm a long-standing hypothesis within the archaeological community. The early Homo sapiens were totally banging. I mean, mating with Homo Neanderthals. With Homo Neanderthals. Evidence suggests that this cave right here may have been a place where humans first started crossbreeding with Neanderthals. Exciting, isn't it? Imagine all the things that happened here on this very spot. Maybe it was first here that a human laid eyes on a handsome red-headed stranger. Maybe she was standing right here where I am now. And her tribe was out hunting while she stayed behind, making up a fire. And then suddenly, she sees him standing there, looking all strong and handsome. And right away, she can tell he wants her. She's a little scared, but also excited. And she approaches him, slowly, carefully, looking straight into his eyes, letting him know how much she hungers for him. Then, as she reaches out to touch him, he grabs her. Pins her up against the wall, and she moans as he shoves his big throbbing of what? Oh God, do you want a story about cavemen fucking or not? Well then stop being so fucking uptight about it. You can't sanitize research like this. It ruins the whole point. If you scrub it at the details, you make it all clinical and shit. It's gonna sound like we're observing animals. But we're not. That's why I'm doing this. I want to show that hooking up with strangers and fucking their brains out is what makes us human. We're sluts. We've always been sluts. It's in our nature. And anyone who says otherwise is just bullshitting. Aren't you gonna settle down? Shouldn't you be more disconcerting in your choice of partner? Is it really benefiting for a woman of science to be so promiscuous? Yes. Yes, it fucking is. And if you took a single look at our history, you'd realise that. I will not apologise for that. I'm a proud, slutty scientist. And I will fuck whomever I want, however I want. As many times as I want. And not only is that acceptable, it's fundamental human nature. We're done here, by the way. You can take your camera and leave. What? If I can phrase that more in a sciencey way. Sure, I guess. Why? You want me to say that on camera? Are you sure? Okay. Are you recording? Alright, here goes nothing. We believe that our findings here are significant, not only for what they tell us about our ancestors, but also what they tell us about ourselves. It gives us a clear insight into the sexual practices of humans at the dawn of culture. And that in turn can help us understand our own relationships to sex and how it's shaped by the society we live in. Archaeology is a study of the past, but it can also tell us something about the present. We believe that the discovery of this cave will have impacts on many fields of study and will hopefully benefit our daily lives for the better. We're excited to bring you more news from here and we continue our research. How was that? What I thought... I liked it, I think. You can just hear that. Really? Oh my god. That's awesome. Thank you so much. It really means a lot to me that someone wanted to report on this. I'm sorry if I get a bit carried away when I talk about it. It just makes me so, you know, thinking of everything that went down in here. All the orgies and Neanderthals hookups. Can I confess something? It kind of turns me on a little bit. Really? You could tell. I was trying so hard to hide it. Wait. Does it turn you on? It does, doesn't it? You can admit it. No need to be ashamed. Like I said, it's human nature, right? I wonder how long it's been since anybody did it in you. Such a shame. All that energy filling this cave for a millennia. And then, all of a sudden, it went quiet. Almost makes me want to... I knew it. Mister, you can't do that on TV. How long have you been waiting to grab my ass like that? Pressing me up against you. You want to do it right here in the cave, Take me right here and fuck me like it's 50,000 BC. Oh god. I just want to pin you up against that wall and... Yeah, just like this. Oh, what's the matter? Oh, the camera's turned on? Well, we've got something in common then. Don't worry. If you don't want anyone to see it, we can just bury the tape here. Leave it for the archaeologists of the future. Let them observe me grinding against your crotch. Watching you lose composure. Trying to hold back your moans while I slide my hand up your leg. Yeah, I thought you couldn't get any harder. Let me take this out. I'm in the business of uncovering bones after all. And I've been waiting to get my hands on this one. Oh, you're already wet. You like it when I stroke like this? My hand all slippery with pre-cam sliding up and down your shaft. I bet you didn't think you were going to be reporting on this, did you? You were expecting some old boring professor drabbling on and on. You should have seen the look on your face when you saw me. I could tell you wanted me. The way you were biting your lip. The way you struggled to keep your eyes above my neck. Letting them slip down to my chest when you thought I wasn't watching. And catch a glimpse of my nipples peeking through my top. You were so fucking turned on. I could smell it on you. And it made me want you so badly. Made me want this cock in my hand. Feeling it twitch between my fingers. Feeling your muscles contract. What's the matter? Is this too much? You look like you're about to burst already. Maybe I should ease off a little. Let you work instead. Here. Let me turn around. This would make a good cave painting, don't you think? Me, with my hands up against the wall, arching my back and spreading my legs. And you on your knees behind me. Go on, pull down my shorts. My knickers too. Do you see that? Do you see how... You're gonna tease me, And just give me a little lick before you... Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm so fucking sensitive. Come on. Just get to it already. Just... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. Yeah, your tongue all up in there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, right there, right there. Grab my thighs if you want to. Just bury your face in my cunt. Oh, fuck. You're so good at this. Your tongue feels amazing. Oh, fuck. You're making me so fucking wet. Oh. I taste good. You like the way my juices drip all over your tongue? That's right. Lick it up. Oh, fuck yes. So fucking good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, suck on my clit. Can you feel how I'm throbbing for you? How much you're turning me on? Oh, God, yes. I want you to fuck me. I want to feel your cock inside me. Stand up. I'm so fucking ready for you. Please, please just fill me up. Please, yeah. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Put it all the way in. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Come on. Come on, fuck me. Let me feel you thrusting deeper into me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Feels good, doesn't it? Giving in to your urges. Not thinking about whether you should... or what anyone will think. Fuck. Just doing it because it feels so fucking good. And getting turned on by a stranger. Fucking her against the cavern wall. Oh, God, yes. Yeah, grab my shoulder. Pull me into your thrusts. Oh, fuck, give it to me. That feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. I'm trembling. My knees are shaking. Oh, fuck, slow down, slow down. Oh, my God. I feel like my legs are about to give way. Let me just get on the ground. Wait, just... There we go. What are you waiting for? I swear I was so fucking close. Come on, just... Oh, yeah. Right there. Oh, right there. Yeah. Oh, feels so good. The way you fill me up. I do just want to feel you come. I want to hear you grunting in pleasure. Oh, make your moans echo in this fucking cave. Yeah. I want to feel you squirting you come inside me as I clench you around you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck me. Don't stop, please. Don't stop. I'm gonna... Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, that was good. Of all the reasons to get down on my hands and knees in the dirt, this is by far my favourite. You think they would have been proud of us, the perverts who used to live here? If they could see us sitting here all covered in dust, chest with your cum dripping out of me. I bet they would add us to the cave painting. I think there's a good spot for us. Right there. Above the woman sitting on that guy's face. Oh, really? What do you think she's doing then? She is so sitting on his face. She's really liking it too. Look at the way she's arching her back. Trust me, I'm an expert. Oh really? You're a bit of an expert too, hmm? Tell you what, why don't you pack up that camera, head back to my place, and you can show me how much of an expert you are.